We've added to our scouting staff. This is the beginning of our moves. As you all know, we named Phil Emery and we named Rustin Webster onto our staff as national scouts. There's a lot there. They have a lot of experience, very adept evaluators in this league for many years. So to have them join as well, we'll continue to make a number of other moves going forward to continue to revamp and redirect our scouting staff. In the end, as a head coach and as a general manager, if at loggerheads on a player, truly at loggerheads on a player, and you can't come to an agreement, then you pass on that player. That's what I truly believe. And that's, you know, I think because if you're trying to convince each other down the stretch and at the very end that you can't convince each other that one way or the other that that's the right choice for the organization, you're setting your organization up for failure.
And most times, Jeff, when we have like a player that we have disagreement on, we watch it again. And then, okay, like either when we leave there, we kind of share one or the other. So generally it's not like, well, this is all I see or this is all I see. All right, well, let's go put him back on again and watch him again together. So that wouldn't happen on the day of the draft, but that would happen a lot on just, okay, let's look at this linebacker, this safety, this corner again. You had him at this grade. I had him this. Let's watch him together again. So that probably takes place a lot, you know.
So I understand this is a hypothetical, and you both hate hypotheticals. But hypothetically, you're both sold on a different player. Do you say, okay, we're going to back off both of them, or do you go to your owner to break the tie?
No, we go to Thomas.
The way I look at it again is we would have that discussion, and I've always believed this. It doesn't really matter in the end who has 53 or – in the end, it's about the two men – who are ultimately making the decision on building the football team to discuss what's best for the team. 2012 draft was highly disappointing. It was coming off of a big year where we made a very aggressive move for Julio Jones. We obviously didn't have a first round pick. Our second round pick was Peter Kahns. Unfortunately, not as a person, but as a draftable player, that ended up being a major blunder for us, and we realized that. And then, you know, again, 12 ended up being a very disappointing draft for us. I believe we regrouped 13, 14, and 15, and I believe that our personnel is continuing to show that we are heading in the right direction. And you said not just draft, but I think, you know, free agency moves. I think we've become more and more dialed in, especially with Dan, to know what type of players we're looking for our scheme. And it doesn't just mean you have to go after high-ticket free agents that you can hit on some of the more midline money guys, and they're going to have a really important role on our football team, and we feel that we continue to do that. Are there mistakes? Of course there are. Will there continue to be? That's the nature of this business. It's not an exact science. I hope to do the best job I can to continue to earn back the trust of this, you know, this fan base that I am. We know what we're doing as far as building a football team.